page 48, measure number 24-378, City of St. Paul, referred to the people by the City Council. Renewal of three-year local option tax for city operations. Question, shall city continue imposing current $1.50 per $1,000 of assessed value for operating purposes for additional 3 years beginning 2015-2016? This measure renews current local option taxes. Summary, the City of St. Paul is annually required to address a variety of important issues, including land use planning, housing development, and resource protection. Currently, 1 3-quarter part-time employee, limited consultant assistance, and volunteer citizen efforts are addressing these issues. The City of St. Paul's permanent tax rate provides revenue to the city of approximately $19,954 per year, which is not adequate to fund the necessary and required functions of the city, including street lighting, police protection, land use planning, housing development, resource protection, budget and financial management, insurance, general administration, professional services, auditing, legal, engineering, and planning. The requested rate will raise approximately $48,613 in fiscal year 2015-2016, $50,071 in 2016-2017, and $51,574 in 2017-2018. This measure is subject to the limits of Sections 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. The revenues raised will be for government purposes other than schools. Approval of this measure will cause property taxes on St. Paul properties to exceed the limits of Article 11, Section 11, Sub G, 1 and 2, Sub A of the Oregon Constitution. Explanatory statement. What does the measure propose? This three-year local option tax would renew a current tax of $1.50 per $1,000 assessed value, which expires November 30, 2014. This local option tax would be in addition to the city's permanent tax rate of 61 cents. This tax revenue would go into the city's general fund. What is the general fund? The general fund pays for city expenditures not covered by the city's sewer, water, and street revenues, which are dedicated funds. The general fund covers such services as street lighting, police, land use planning, housing development, budget and financial management, record keeping, insurance, administration and professional services for auditing, legal, engineering, and planning. Why is this additional general fund revenue for St. Paul proposed? The city currently received funding from a permanent tax rate of 61 cents and temporary local option tax of $1.50 to supplement the general fund. The temporary local option tax expires November 30, 2014. Without additional tax revenue, the city must rely on the permanent tax rate to support services. Based on 2013-2014 budget information, tax revenue collected for general fund purposes will be reduced to approximately $19,954 unless another local option tax is approved by the voters. The city is legally required to carry out general fund functions relating to a variety of issues such as land use planning and development, budgeting and record keeping. These issues are currently being addressed by 1 3-quarter part-time employee, limited consultant assistance, and citizen volunteer contributions. The local option tax is being proposed to maintain the current level of city services for 3 more years. How much tax revenue does St. Paul currently collect? The current property tax rate for the City of St. Paul is a combination of 3 separate taxes. Permanent, local option, and sewer bond, totaling approximately $2.43 per $1,000 of assessed value. If voters approve the proposed local option tax, the city's combined tax rate would continue at approximately this rate from November 1, 2015 to November 30, 2017. Page 49. What should citizens know about the requested local option tax? Under state law, the city cannot increase its permanent tax rate. It may ask voters to approve temporary tax measures. The revenues from the measure must be put into a separate fund and can be only used for the purpose stated in the measure. If this measure is approved, the city would collect the first year's revenue beginning in fiscal year 2015-2016. If the local option tax is not approved, the city would only collect taxes at the permanent tax rate of 61 cents per $1,000 of assessed value starting November 15, 2015. The impact of the proposed levy on an individual homeowner would vary by the value of the home. At the proposed combination rate of $2.43, property taxes on a $200,000 home would be $486 per year. Submitted by Lori Biggs, City Recorder, City of St. Paul. No arguments were submitted in support or in opposition to Measure 24-378. Here's a reminder and a map on page 49 to Marion County Elections, located at 555 Court Street Southeast, Suite 2130, Salem, Oregon 97301, telephone 503-588-5041, in Courthouse Square on the second floor. State ballot drop box locator, go to www.sos.state.or.us/dropbox. The State of Oregon ballot drop box map provides a listing of all official ballot drop sites across the state. Just type in your current address, and a list of drop sites close to you will appear along with the hours of operations and driving directions.